Back now with Day to Day. We heard earlier from California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger about his efforts to be a green governor. Seems it's one of those weeks when the whole world has been trying to prove how green it is. Last weekend was the Live Earth concerts around the world. And then there's that Al Gore pledge. It's making its way around the internet, sign on to the 7 points to protest global warming. Joining me for a slightly more irreverent take on all this green are Frangela. Is Frangela our Frangela? Well, Frangela is two people.
Yes.
They're here with me now. Frances Collier and Angela Shelton are comedic translators of current events. Hi.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much for using our correct title.
There was a lot of criticism about this concert, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got Madonna up there. You've got some other stars. Cameron Diaz talking about using paper, not plastic, or whatever she's talking about. Yeah. And it just seems to be so fashionable, so hip. Do you think it can kind of backfire in a way?
Well, you know, I think... First of all, let me say I'm grateful for any time that Cameron Diaz isn't acting. So right off the bat, I'd like to thank the Live Earth people for that.
Yes.
You know, because she could have been doing a movie.
Right.
All right. So they saved us all some trouble there and some effort, some environmental effort.
Yes, right.
But so that was one thing they did right. I think what's hard for people to get about a concert like that is you're not sure of the connection between the two things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, how does Lenny Kravitz singing Let Love Rule help the environment?
Yes. How's that helping the ozone? Just tell me how to get from point A to point B on that one.
Well, you know, they say it's about raising awareness.
Yes.
Right.
And that people might go home and think, oh, okay, I'll separate my garbage, or I will change my light bulb, or I will walk instead of drive.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, when we look at, you know, the world, right, like, and you hear about global warming, like, well, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they tell you watch a concert. That doesn't really make sense, you know. And so you try to do things. Like I have my little shopping bags, you know, my little fabric shopping bags I take into the grocery store. You know, half the time I do forget them in the car.
Right.
And I am too lazy to walk back out. I will admit that I am too lazy to walk back out to the car and get them.
Mine need to be washed. And so I don't want to take them into the store because then I feel all embarrassed.
Yeah, they're dirty. It's
yeah, they have to look good too.
Right, exactly.
Well, here's the problem, right? You've got to consume more to actually be environmentally conscious, or at least look like you're being environmentally conscious.
You know what we need to do about the environment? They need a big black mama. We need the big black mama to step up and tell the truth. And the truth is we are going to have to change what we do.
Yes.
Period.
Yep.
That's the truth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to have some lifestyle changes up in here. Okay?
And that's one of the arguments that like the people who don't want to deal with global warming will throw out is that, oh, the lifestyle changes are too dramatic. Scientists are predicting by, what is it, 2050?
Yep.
Which is not that far away. Okay, that most of the world will be out of fresh water, large parts of the world, especially Africa, that's a problem.
Because
you can't just go get an Aquafina in Namibia. You know what I mean?
No,
you can't get Arrowhead.
No, you can't deliver.
You know, in Darfur.
Yeah,
that's
no,
not
no
how
sparklets
that works.
Delivery guy gonna
that's
come
what
to
I'm
your
saying.
Front door. That's not gonna be good. What people don't want to hear is that we have to sacrifice a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We want to put a price tag on being green and being able to go out and buy the green thing. But maybe if we just bought a little less.
Yeah, like, do you have to spend $250 on, what is it, a biodegradable Armani shirt or you know, eco-friendly Levi's? We don't have a choice. Like, we have to do things differently. And I'm not so sure the concert Live Earth did that. I don't know if they were able to communicate that.
But yeah, you got to. But you did get to see some of your favorite, you know, artists, and they talked
Madonna
about it.
Madonna looked good.
Yeah,
Madonna looked really
good. And, and I'm gonna tell you something. For a large population of the world, if Madonna says do it, then some of us may do it.
It's
I'm
true.
Easy sway like that.
You
That's
are.
True.
So do you think there's like one thing that you've heard recently that you're like, okay, I could do that.
Yeah.
You know what? We have an internal Frangela debate about paper towel usage.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I have not used paper towels, purchased paper towels. I can't say not used them.
Yeah, because you use them at my house.
I do.
You use them at my house.
I do.
Trying to sound all green at NPR. Come over to my house, go through a roll of paper towels.
I do. I use them. It's horrible.
It's a
but
loophole.
I haven't bought them for like 10 years, right?
That's like people who don't smoke but then bum cigarettes.
I know.
Thank
I know.
You.
It's so bad. But they're so wonderful and absorbent, and then you can throw them away.
I know, but it's horrible. I do. I'm like, I've got to stop using. I got to start using rags.
Yeah.
You know, just if we all did some stuff like that, that would be helpful.
Okay, so what do you make of all this? You know, it's so fashionable to go green, buying a Prius, buying a Lexus hybrid.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm going to say there was a time when if you were interested in the environment, you couldn't be, like, cool.
No.
And you had to ride a bike, like, everywhere.
Right. But now you can be eco-sexy.
It's hot.
Yes.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
Speaking of larger than life, Al Gore.
When did Al Gore become hip?
It's crazy. I think he found a way to get us all interested in something that we've been trying desperately not to pay attention to.
Yes. We've been trying to keep those blinders on. Mm-hmm. We were like, you know, it's the same issue like, you know, when we didn't want to put on our seat belts have you. But
we didn't want to desegregate the schools.
Right.
Little things.
All those little changes.
Right. But now we are aware of our environment. And thank you, Al Gore.
Well, Frangela, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Frances Collier and Angela Shelton are comedic translators of current events.
That's right.
I like that title.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We had to beat out a bunch of people for it.
Really?
Yeah.